Welcome to the Healing Law Podcast for June 30th, 2019. Today I want to talk about a couple things that, I don't know, I have something today I kind of realized again, I've kind of forgotten in the past quite often. And it has to do with the spread of quote-unquote misinformation, as they like to call it, or fake news even. But it seems like we're always looking at the wrong angle. We're always looking at, I guess, nations like Russia or China or whatever, like them spreading fake news on the internet with robots and all. And it always happens to be with Twitter, robots, and paid ads on Facebook or whatever. Really just kind of like not getting to the whole point. Because really, disinformation and fake news are much deeper than that. And one thing I've experienced personally as I've used the internet is there's a couple interesting things that I've realized that when I talk about them, I always get a response. And I was researching today and I found out why. Because, you know, most of the time you say something on the internet, you're ignored. But first, I want to talk about this game. I played the game. You can see my badge in the image for the podcast right there. It shows that I've been certified as, I think, a disinformation specialist. Yep, by the game, I won. But this is a game. It's this simple simple online game could work like a vaccine against fake news. I don't know. Because, again, it only kind of covers... I played it just to see what it was about, but here's what the article says. We know inoculation halts the spread of disease. As it turns out, the same concept can also be used for misinformation. Researchers at the University of Cambridge think they've found a way to inoculate the public against fake news. All it takes is an online role-playing game where anyone who wishes can safely enter the mindset of a modern-day internet propagandist. If this sounds familiar to you, it's because we covered this idea last year. This is from sciencealert.com. Now the team has the results. Ooh. Research suggests that fake news spreads faster and deeper than the truth. So combating disinformation after the fact can be like fighting a losing battle, explains co-author Sander van der Linden. Again, this is a game. Designed to, it's like a 15-minute game. It's called GetBadNews.com. And what's up, Sal? It basically teaches you how to spread this, I guess, how disinformation is spread. But again, it kind of doesn't cover a lot of the angles in which I see disinformation being spread and probably applies to most people throughout their daily lives. For one, it's all about Twitter bots and I mean, like, you can't tell a robot is speaking to you after a moment. You know, I don't believe things that I read. It's all assuming that people believe the first thing that they read, no matter what it is. So they think that these massive amounts of bots going around telling lies are tricking people. I really don't think that that's the biggest cause of misinformation. Some of you might disagree, but what I've realized from researching into Monsanto and Roundup and all their great genetically modified things is any time I write about them, any time I write about genetically modified ingredients, or if I write about Roundup, for instance, I always get a reply. And I was always like, why, no matter what, like I have a website, it doesn't get much traffic. And it sure doesn't get traffic from search results. Like it maybe gets one or two a day, my whole entire website. But I found that when I wrote up about bioengineered food ingredients, which are coming, like they're basically plants. It's a new form of genetic modification. And after I get off here for a moment, in like 15 minutes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk about bioengineered foods. But I was talking about this, and I wrote an article up on my website, and I published the article on my site. Within 24 hours, nobody ever sees my articles when I publish them. I mean, I'm not like posting them to social media. You know, sometimes people from Google come along to them. Within 24 hours, I had somebody writing paragraphs of comments on my thing, like, oh, this is fake information, disinformation, propaganda, and like just talking about how wrong I was about bioengineered labels and the risks that they might have and how we need to be aware of them. It was quite astounding. And I was like, I mean, this person has to be getting paid. And then I made a video, like within that same week, I made a video on YouTube about bioengineered food ingredients. And again, I don't get many views on my videos. All of a sudden, a flurry of comments from someone talking about how safe they are and basically spammed my comment feed with from the Genetic Literacy Project. It's like this collection of, they try and prove how safe modifying genetics to any level is. And I just got spammed with comments by them. And then I go on Facebook recently, and I've just been like, I see these Roundup ads, and I had articles I had written that I wanted to share. So I post them in these lawsuit groups where Roundup's being exposed for causing, you know, Roundup exposure over the long term is causing cancer in these individuals, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And anytime I post that article, it's just a link to the article. Somebody has to say something, like every time. And one time, because I've been doing this for years, one time it was like 6 months later, the same person came to me with and commented on the same link. And I was like, are we really going to have this discussion again? And he didn't say another word. And then I got another comment today on another one of those that I posted. And it was on what, because me and this guy, David something on Facebook, he and I had a huge string of comments back and forth. And he was the one that came back 6 months later and commented on a different time that I posted the same link. And then somebody today posted on that same string of comments, and they were all deleted. So I was basically just arguing with myself is what it looked like. And this other guy comes in and again challenges me. And he's like, oh, that one article, that one study doesn't say that. And so I replied, of course. And I was like, why are they doing this? And I remember in the court documents as it was coming out, the Roundup causing cancer issue. Sorry, I'm not reading the comments right now. Thanks for the coffee, Jogger. What's up? How you doing? Just going to record this. I'm going to jump on and do another episode on bioengineered labels and food ingredients. And thanks for the like there. Mal and Sean Quinto. Thanks for the like. I'm going to do two short recordings, and then I'll do my live show where I kind of like interact with the audience and take calls. I'm not really sure what that one will be about yet, but we're getting there. But I looked into this, right? Time and time again, no matter how many times I post this link, no matter where I post information about genetically modified food ingredients or Roundup, I always get a comment. And it turns out that during the investigations into Monsanto, I think it was, which one was this? This is, of course, from RT, not the best source I could find, but whatever. May of 2017, this goes back to then. I didn't even realize it. And then I realized it's like they don't let anything go. Like whenever I say something, they do it, they won't let it go. And the plaintiffs alleged that Monsanto in the article all targeted all online materials and even social media comments that indicate potential dangers of its products, according to one document released late in April. And the document goes on to quote, Monsanto even started the aptly named Let Nothing Go program to leave nothing, not even Facebook comments, unanswered. Through a series of third parties, it employs individuals who appear to have no connection to the industry, who in turn post positive comments on news articles and Facebook posts defending Monsanto, its chemicals, and GMOs, the product of the document reads. And I was like, I knew it the whole time. I knew that these people were being paid. And then I see, like, I'm like, back, I'd never heard of it. And it's like we have these mega corporations paying people to spread misinformation about their product, to be positive about their product. No one in the news talks about that. It's all about Russian bots on Twitter. What is more dangerous to me? Russian bots on Twitter who might somehow infect the most ignorant of people in their opinions, or a company deliberately covering up information that shows the dangers of its products. I mean, Monsanto is just the king of the worst products ever. I mean, the best example is DDT, which was the one killing and making the shells of the bald eagle thin out and basically break before they could hatch. And still, I remember one of the comment threads with these people I was arguing with about Monsanto's glyphosate product, Roundup. They said that there was still no proof that DDT was bad. And I was like, how crazy do you have to be? How crazy do you have to be? It's like, but these people aren't a problem. These actual people spreading false information about their corporation, the company they work for. Nobody's talking about that. It's these bots on Twitter that say conspiracy, that spread conspiracy theories. I don't know. I feel like maybe that's a problem, but it's certainly not a bigger problem than actual like corporations spreading false information about their products. Crazy, crazy stuff. And I mean, that's the, you know, it's about censorship and all that too, censoring the other side. And of course, it's happening in mass, but it's not really what I want to talk about in a short episode. So basically, yeah. Monsanto pays people to go around and defend its product. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, I'm going to be right back, talk about bioengineered food ingredients, and then I'm going to jump on for like an hour and a half long show after that. So I'll be right back.